As schools have turned their focus to academic rigor and test scores, a lot of teachers and parents say social-emotional lessons have gone out the window. Now, some schools are taking a new look at those skills. KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld went to one West Seattle school that's putting a school-wide focus on emotions and how to handle them.
Every student at Highland Park Elementary starts the school day in the gymnasium in single-file rows. After the Pledge of Allegiance, Principal Chris Cronus recognizes students' accomplishments, large and small. Then he leads the entire school in a daily deep breathing exercise.
Let's all practice our breathing on the ball, in my voice. Ready? In. One. Hold.
Hundreds of tiny lungs expand and contract as Cronus expands and contracts a rainbow-colored ball.
In. One.
Starting every school day like this is just one of the many changes Highland Park has made in an effort to change the way students here view themselves, each other, and school in general. Cronus says before, kids were getting in trouble a lot.
We serve an amazing community. They're amazing kids, incredible families, people trying to make it work. But it's a difficult life a lot of our students come from.
Last year, the school had at least 80% low-income students. The stresses of poverty take a psychological toll on kids that often affects their behavior and their schoolwork. So Highland Park is working to help kids identify and deal with the stress in their lives, and focusing on rewarding kids for good behavior more than punishing them for messing up. That's known as positive discipline.
All right. Are your watching eyes ready?
In this kindergarten class, one student is pretending to bother another by tapping her on the shoulder repeatedly.
Now, Brisa's going to picture her best self. What could Brisa do? What could be her strategy to solve this problem? Khaleeshi.
She could say, "It's not okay to bug me during a lesson. I don't like that, so can you please stop?"
Oh, she could. Wow. She could say, "It's not okay to bug me during the lesson. Please stop."
In another room, these fifth graders are brainstorming ways to regulate their emotions.
Think of a time you've been blue. What have you told yourself to get out of there?
You can write a picture of like something that you have learned from someone.
Color?
Yeah, colors. Flowers.
Being good problem solvers is one of the three expectations posted throughout the school, from the hallways to the cafeteria. The other two expectations are being safe and being respectful. Setting consistent school-wide expectations is the basis for positive discipline methods like this. Principal Chris Cronus says when staff members see kids working hard to solve problems, be safe, or be respectful, they give out Mustang money. Tickets that students can cash in for prizes.
Maintaining the self-discipline to be a student in a school is a really, really difficult thing to do. It takes a tremendous amount of work. So by giving them structures and supports that provide not only clarity around what the expectation is, but rewarding them for meeting those expectations, they're going to buy into it.
Kindergarten student Jalen Wood says now her classmates focus on the positive too, compared with the start of the school year.
Last time we had lots of tattling, and there was no people who said, Malia's very kind today. There was no people who said that. It helps other people make friends, so you can have more friends than just one.
Jalen says she's learned new techniques to calm down when she's upset.
What's a time that you might need to calm down?
When somebody pushes me into the bark.
Oh, does that happen sometimes?
A little bit. Then I just take some moments to breathe in and breathe out.
Highland Park is not alone in this approach to social-emotional learning and discipline. The State Education Department is encouraging schools across Washington to implement positive discipline strategies. Consultant Lori Linus works with schools to do just that. She says nearly one-third of Washington schools have been trained in what's called the Positive Behavioral Interventions and Support System. But only some of them are using it.
It's hard work. But we know that it works for kids, and we have had schools that have had amazing turnaround.
Linus says the secret to making positive discipline work is consistency. The whole school needs to be trained, and everybody needs to be on board. Highland Park Principal Chris Cronus says that's true at his school, and he says these days his students are much less likely to act out and much more likely to talk about what's bothering them.
I mean, this is not rocket science. This is education 101. Kids need to feel safe. They need to feel respected. They need to know that the people at their school love them and will give them the structure for them to succeed.
In Seattle, I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.